women in Indiana face disparities in healthcare and health outcomes. They're more likely to die during or after childbirth than white women. They have higher rates of breast cancer deaths and diabetes. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jill Sheridan reports on a research project that uses theater to shine a spotlight on some of the possible reasons why.
The play is called One Blood.
I was in a lot of pain.
It weaves together the interviews of 10 African-American women in central Indiana.
But she gets very frustrated.
Their words describe the ways they have encountered disparity in the healthcare system. As a provider.
I had a manager tell me flat out to my face, do not go take care of this patient. She does not like blacks.
As a patient, not being given equal care.
For some reason, the doctor thinks, well, maybe our education is less than theirs, or maybe, you know, like we're not intelligent enough to have a conversation with them on their level.
The production at the Phoenix Theater in Indianapolis is the brainchild of Sally Wasmuth, assistant professor at Indiana University's Department of Occupational Therapy. Wasmuth says she was spurred by recent reports of disparity in African-American women's health outcomes. She says the women she interviewed opened up.
More than one of them said that the heart is impacted by the daily stress of being discriminated against. And there are higher rates of cardiac disease and poorer health outcomes for black women.
She says she wants the play to leave an impression.
To make sure that this message is heard by healthcare professionals so that they can look at their own implicit biases and how that might impact their care.
Sherry Harris was one of the women interviewed for the piece. She had gone to the doctor because she was having spasms. He didn't know what was wrong and didn't suggest testing. In the play, the actress depicts Harris's story.
I'm not good enough for a test. So he's like, well, I didn't think you'd want to have all that done.
In real life, Harris lives on the northeast side of Indianapolis. She's a recruiter with an engineering degree from Purdue. She was taken aback when her doctor prescribed medicine without giving her a diagnosis.
What's wrong with me? And you expect for me to take this medicine, I'm not going to take it.
Harris says after that experience, she wrote him a letter. She told him what he should have known.
Science is something that you have to rule out certain things to figure out what's what. We've not done that here in this doctor's office today.
The doctor responded and asked her back for a full examination. The play includes numerous stories of how women have been mistreated by healthcare professionals. With professionals and providers in the audience, the performance doubles as research. Assistant Professor Dr. Sally Wasmuth says the play fits the bill for what's called narrative medicine.
This practice of narrative medicine and close reading actually improves health outcomes. It improves communication between providers. It reduces medical errors.
She says healthcare providers have reported better understanding of their patients.
What we really need as healthcare professionals is more nuanced and detailed information about your particular story and how your disease or how your illness is impacting you in the context of your individual life.
Wasmuth has used theater as occupational therapy in past studies, and she says her results show it can be therapeutic. Interview participants from this play have expressed that it was. Some have also found it upsetting, including Sherry Harris. She attended the first showing.
I thought I was going to be okay, but I think my stomach started hurting a little bit during the play.
She decided not to go to the final performance, but sent a message that was shared with the audience after the show.
It's important for those who are not African American to help us. If they see something, to step in, because it appears as though we're invisible and we're disrespected.
Because as the last line of the play, One Blood, says,
we're all humans, and we all bleed the same color blood.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.